Stains on shirt were not made while shirt was being worn. Atlanta Journal, Thursday, May 8, 1913. A number of new witnesses had been summoned for the inquest, and the indications were said to be that the session, promised as final in the coroner's investigation, might last all day. It became known, before the inquest convened, that several witnesses whom the detectives have discovered would not be introduced there at all. The evidence that they can furnish, whatever it may be, will not become public until some later time, it was said. It was stated further Thursday morning that the report by Dr. Claude A. Smith, city bacteriologist, upon the analysis by him of stains upon the shirt supposed to have been found at the house of Newt Lee, the Negro, had been mailed to Chief of Police Beavers late Wednesday afternoon. The report set forth, it was said, that the stains are not old, and that probably they are stains of human blood. It was learned further regarding the bacteriologist's report that it stated that the shirt had not been worn since it was washed, in other words, that the blood had been thrown on the shirt or had been mopped up by it. Regarding the chips taken from the floor of the factory, the report concluded that they, too, showed human blood. No comparison between the blood on the chips and that on the shirt was made. Body is exhumed. The body of Mary Fagan was removed Wednesday from the grave at Marietta for a second time Wednesday evening, and Dr. H.F. Harris of the State Board of Health made another examination, the nature of which is being kept secret. Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Coleman, parents of the murdered child, have objected so strenuously to the second exhumation, it is said, that it is not expected that the body will be again removed from its resting place. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey, who has taken active charge of the investigation in the murder case, spent more than an hour in Newt Lee's cell at the tower Wednesday, questioning the Negro. It is said that Lee stuck closely to his first story, despite a vigorous cross-examination. Bill Bailey, who was bunkmate of Lee when both were in the chain gang some years ago, spent 24 hours in his cell, having been sent there by the detectives. It is probable that Bailey may be used as a witness at the inquest. Detectives visit factory. Shortly after 1 o'clock, City Detective John Black and Harry Scott of the Pinkerton Agency, who are working on the Fagan murder mystery, were driven to the building of the National Pencil Company's plant in the automobile of ex-county policeman Boots Rogers. The officers entered the place and remained about half an hour. When they returned to the street, both detectives were noncommittal. They acknowledged, however, that they had visited the factory in an effort to make themselves clear on some points.